Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It's that time again for our Queer Book of the Month selection with Stratford Public Library and Stratford Perth Pride. From the library, Shauna Costas is on the line. Good morning, Shauna.
Morning, how are you?
Doing great. Shauna, we're just headlong into September here after the long weekend. Oh my goodness. Wow, again, time just flies by. So here we are again with our monthly Queer Book of the Month selection. And what have you picked for us this month?
I have a book called Crooked Teeth by Danny Ramadan.
All right, sounds intriguing. I know you've got a review and a spotlight, Shauna, so take it away.
Yeah, so when I heard Literary Festival mainstay Danny Ramadan released a memoir that proudly refuses to be what anyone expects, I slammed that library hold button like there was a cash prize. And it paid off. Just in the introduction alone, Ramadan makes it clear he's not here to pull punches or make anyone feel comfortable, and he puts the Canadian literary establishment on blast for some very poor behavior. The rest of the book absolutely makes good on that blistering introduction. In spare, electric prose, Ramadan shares his early days in Syria, navigating a troubled family life with a mother who struggled with severe mental illness. After leaving his family home in his teens, he's brought into a queer safe house in Damascus by a trans woman who gives Ramadan the kind of steady mothering he deserves. He blossoms in the care of his beautiful chosen family. And from there, a life in journalism lands him in the center of the Arab Spring uprising. This work, however, results in a harrowing stint in prison. But Ramadan is someone who's always looking for the beauty and the fun, and he finds plenty of those, too. From secluded raves in Cairo mansions to sunsets with friends in Beirut, Ramadan ensures readers feel every bit of what he left behind when he came to Canada, and much of it's lost forever. Is it worth it? It's complicated. Canada's not always an easy place for newcomers, and Ramadan's experience with our sponsorship system shows the many places it leaves refugees vulnerable to their sponsors. But as Crooked Teeth proves, Ramadan is carving out the life he deserves out of a cultural milieu that may not always deserve him. By turns dishy, sensual, incisive, and heartbreaking, Crooked Teeth should secure Ramadan's reputation as one of the sharpest, most vibrant voices publishing in Canada today. Don't miss it.
Okay, the book is called Crooked Teeth, and Shauna, what did you think of it? I think maybe some pointed comments from the author.
Yeah, so what I really love about Danny Ramadan is he's so to the point. He's absolutely passionate about everything in his life. He's gotten really into activism since he got to Canada, and so a lot of his life is building people up and trying to do good in society, but he's also so blunt about people who aren't making the mark. So it's a really fun, dishy read, even though it's got some really, really heavy topics in it. He's had a hard life, but he's really made a beautiful, beautiful life out of it. And so he's just always a joy to read.
Okay, so this would be this book, Crooked Teeth, would very much be another example of his writing style, if you will.
Oh yeah, so he's always really he's got such an immediacy to his writing. His characters and his sense of place are always so strong that. He's previously written a lot of fiction in Canada, and people who read his fiction often think it's a memoir. So the fact that he's finally come out with this memoir and that it's so open and so fearless, I think it's just that people are in for a real treat with this one.
All right, the memoir is called Crooked Teeth. Are there physical copies available?
There are physical copies available at the library, also electronic copies if people prefer to do the ebook thing, and I think that there is an audiobook version as well.
Oh, wow. So lots of options, again, with Stratford Public Library, splibrary.ca is the website for all the details. It's Crooked Teeth, our selection for September. It's our Queer Book of the Month selection with the folks at Stratford to Perth Pride. And Shauna, while we have you on the phone lines, how was summer time at Stratford Public Library?
Fun. Big thanks to all the families who came out for all of our summer reading activities. It was just a joy to see everybody. I think, I don't have the stats in front of me, but this was unquestionably our busiest summer ever, and it's such a joy to share summer with everybody in Stratford, so thank you so much for coming by. Was a lot of fun to watch the adults come through, too, for summer reading this year, for the adult summer reading program, so thanks for all the adults who participated and played around in the catalog for prizes. Really appreciate all of that, too.
Oh, that's terrific. But more events coming up.
Yeah, more coming up. So for the kiddos, we have a new Tales and Trails book. So that's a thing where families can go wander a forest trail while they take in a story together while they walk. And so the story this time is called Sometimes I Feel Like an Oak. It's by Danielle Daniel, and it's going to be out at the Heritage Trail at the Stratford Museum. So that's something fun for the family to do together. And then Whale of a Tale is also starting again. And I know that's a family favorite. That's a story time that happens on Monday evenings from 6:30 to 7:30 up in the library auditorium. And it's kind of designed to get kiddos ready for bed so you can come in your pajamas and just be ready for a cozy, fun time. And then for adults, we've got Fall Into Reading, so it's our fall reading challenge. Basically, people pick up a ballot at the library. We've got some different categories of books that are designed to help people find something new to read. And once they've read three books, they can enter the draw for a prize, and that's from now until October 19th.
Sounds great. So much going on with Stratford Public Library. Wow. And gosh, this looks really cool. These battle bots, this is for September, October, November, and December. Wow, that looks cool.
Yeah. Oh, the Makerspace always has good stuff going on. And so definitely check our website for more details on that. It's splibrary.ca. Always lots of fun stuff happening in the Makerspace.
Lots going on. Shauna Kostash with Stratford Public Library and our Queer Book of the Month selection with Stratford Perth Pride. Shauna, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Jamie. Have a lovely rest of your day.